Chapter 1. Only the Beginning. A lot can happen during a lifetime. What if everything you knew was a lie, and what if your life suddenly spiraled out of control? It was a normal day, for our family at least. I had just gotten home from school when I heard my parents arguing. Again. It's become a routine at this point. They tried not to fight in front of Marley and I, but it never seemed to work. Always at each other's throats for the littlest things. I told you to wash the silverware this way, not that way, or that's not how you fold the towels correctly. It was always something. Marley was the first face I saw as soon as I opened the door, her happy birthday princess crown in hand. She was finally turning 5, and she was so excited to start kindergarten. "Can we go get some ice cream?" she asked. My answer was always, "Of course we can." I tried my hardest to keep Marley out of the negative environment my parents would stir up. We went to our usual everyday spot, Moe's Ice Cream Parlor. We would go there every Wednesday for as long as I could remember. That soon stopped a while back when Mom and Dad started fighting. I didn't want Marley to miss out on this fun tradition, even if it would just be her and I. On our walk to Moe's, we passed the alley where all the homeless people would sit and drink. I tried very hard to avoid eye contact with anyone that looked at us or tried to speak to us. With me being 16 and fully developed, the men would whistle and holler at me, which obviously made me feel uncomfortable. When we had finally made it to Moe's, Marley ordered strawberry ice cream, and I ordered cookies and cream. My mom would give us an allowance of $15 each week. We were finishing up our ice cream when I noticed a really cute guy who kept staring at me. He had the prettiest blue eyes, and he was in pretty good shape, if you ask me. We were starting to leave, and he came up to talk to me. "You are very pretty," he said. "Wow, is that how you start every conversation?" I had replied. He glanced at me and then looked down at the ground, smiling. "Only when I'm talking to a girl as pretty as you." I felt my face burn up and my cheeks blush. I awkwardly but sincerely replied, "Thank you." "I'm Matt, by the way," he said. I shook his hand and replied, "Nice to meet you, Matt. I'm Lizzie." "Well, Lizzie, would you like to grab some ice cream sometime?" Long story short, we exchanged numbers, and Marley and I were on our way. As we walked back home, we passed people making out in the alley. I assumed it was just some kids my age. Typically, they would go there and smoke or drink. However, Marley yelled, "Daddy!" The man whipped around, but I grabbed Marley and quickly walked the other way. "Why would you do that?" I asked her. "That was Daddy," she replied. "No, it was not." "Yes, he was with that lady that was at our house," she said. This startled me. Young children are usually a lot smarter than meets the eye, and they have a keen sense for remembering certain things. "What do you mean?" I asked her. "Wait, shh, we're getting ready to pass Mr. Dooley's," I quickly exclaimed. On our way home, we always passed Mr. Dooley's house. Mr. Dooley was an old man who never left his front porch. Everyone in town had said his daughter was kidnapped at a very young age. I was only 2 months old, so I wouldn't know. When I was younger, I would sometimes see Mrs. Dooley walking to the grocery store, until about 7 years ago when she passed away. The kids in my grade would say that Mr. Dooley had killed her, but we all knew Mrs. Dooley had breast cancer. We got home and my dad was, shockingly, not there. My dad always left. Even when we were a happy family, him and Mom would get into small arguments and Dad always left. He would usually go to the motel 3 blocks down. He'd been there so many different times that he got discounts for being a regular. My mom was in her room blasting music we didn't understand. She walked out with running mascara and her pajamas were still on. She had oddly colored stains on her shirt. Honestly, I think the last time she did laundry was a month ago, based on the clothes in the hamper. "Where were you guys?" she asked, with a quick sniffle and the wipe of a tear. "We just stopped by Moe's really quickly," I answered. "Make mac and cheese if you want dinner tonight." Then she went back to her room. She spent a majority of her time in that bedroom doing God only knows what. Marley grabbed her toys and came back downstairs and started to watch TV. I decided to run to the store to get a present and some cake for Marley, since she has never really had an actual birthday party. I walked down the street to the local grocery store. As I was quickly pacing the aisles, I felt someone grab me very aggressively. I ripped around and was prepared to use my fight or flight. As I turned around, I saw a familiar face. It was my dad. I smiled and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" he asked. "Just getting a present and cake for Marley," I replied. Will you be coming to see her? I asked. No, I can't. Tell your mother I'll be back tomorrow. And before I could get an I love you out, my dad was halfway out the door. I got home and started cooking dinner. Once I finished, I sat Marley down at the table and gave her a plate. I walked into my mom's room to give her some food. She was passed out, phone in hand, logged onto Facebook. I left the plate on her side table and picked up the plate I had made her for breakfast that morning, which she didn't eat. I decided to clean up her room a bit. I was grabbing clothes from the floor when I reached under her bed. I felt a plastic tote like you would use for storage. I reached in and grabbed it, and what I found was something I never thought I would see. Thank you for listening to chapter 1 of my story. Chapter 2 will be out very soon.